Okay, I want to thank you, Jane, for calling in. Lulisa Rasva Shashua Azavadati Ba'ani. Rabbi Melech reminds us that in a time of upheaval, the capacity to carve out time to focus on learning and to put our minds deeply into learning, it's a very powerful tool in our arsenal on so many levels. So I'm excited each and every one of you is joining tonight to put aside a half hour, 35 minutes, to work on a sugya together. I put up my makamas in advance. I'm not harboring any assumptions that we all had loads of time and headspace to work be in. If you have the chance to, kol hakavod. If you have the chance to, hope you will find the shiur satisfying. And it'll definitely be geared as well to be satisfying for those who are coming with a mind for learning and be looking fresh at these makaros as we take a look. I'm looking forward to your feedback, whether to me or to Jonathan, whatever is most comfortable in terms of going forward. But ideally, if there's interest, would love to move forward as we get closer to Pesach, hopefully with more opportunities on Monday evenings to work on a selected sugyas in Maseches Tzach. I want to open tonight with the opening of the Masechta. There are different places in Shas Mishnayos where you have sections of Mishnayos that are organized chronologically. The Perek in Bikurim that goes through the process of bringing Bikurim from farm to Mizbeach, the section in Sota that goes through that process. Much of Maseches Yuma takes you through the Seder Avot of Yom Kippurim. All of Maseches Tzachim is fundamentally organized in a chronological fashion. From the night of Erev Pesach through the night of the Seder itself in the last Perek. And so the first Mishnah opens chronologically with a timeline, with a byline. Orel Arba Asar, the night of the 14th, the night of Erev Pesach, Mishnah tells us, Bo'ed Kines HaChametz L'Or HaNer. Maseches Tzachim opens with the first din. The din of the later prakim will get to halachas of the morning of Erev Pesach, like Bir Chametz, the afternoon of Erev Pesach, including halachas of Karban Pesach. And as we said, the last parak will finally arrive at Leil HaSeder. That's why Erev Pesachim is built largely around the halachas of the Seder, the Arba Kos, the Tiberias Yetzias Mitzrayim, and so forth. Opening din is Orel Arba Asar, both the Chametz L'Aroner. The night of Erev Pesach, we have a requirement to do Bedikas Chametz. And the Mishnah immediately answers several important questions. The question of when is there a din of Bedikas Chametz is Orel Arba Asar, the night of the 14th. How you go about it is methodology is L'Or HaNer. You have to have a good light source. And the third topic the Mishnah tells you, third detailed question is where, or a question of scope. I have to be boded at my house. Those areas where chametz may have been brought. I never bring chametz into the bathroom, I never bring chametz into the laundry room, no chiyuv bedikas chametz. And the Mishnayos get into sort of little working out from the outset, what are the parameters of what exactly, the how and the where and the when of bedikas chametz. The big question the Mishnah does not ask, the big question when you have a din d'oraisa is what's the makor m'sukin. The big question we have with Din Drabanan is your first logical question is why were Chazal Masakin this Din Drabanan? Why is there a need for Bedikas Chametz? And Rashi gives what at first appears to be the simple, straightforward, logical answer. Let's take a look here. I shared the screen, so if you have a Gemara Pesachim, you could open to Beis Amud Aleph. If you're following the screen, you could take a look here. Rashi says, Bodkin. And the second line, Shol Yabra Lach Bar Rabbi Lachter. You do Bedikas Chametz in order not to violate. The Drabanan is there to protect the Doraisa. We have a Lav Doraisa of Bali Ro, Bali Matze. It's actually a series of different psukim. One place where the psukim say, Lo Ye Ra'eh. Another place where the Torah says, Bo Ye Matze. But together, they form the Easter Doraisa, the Lav Doraisa against owning Chametz. I cannot own chametz, I cannot have it in my possession. So Rashi says, the reason why you search your house for chametz, the search and destroy protocol, is in order to make sure that you're not going to own chametz. I have a house full of chametz. All your little chametz is mutter and kosher. My house is full of chametz. Torah tells me of the course of Pesach, I'm not allowed to own chametz. So Chazal said, you better make sure to spend time the night before Pesach searching your house so that you will ensure that you don't chalila violate ownership of chametz over the course of Pesach. Seems simple. It seems straightforward. But Tosfos points out that, yes, in an opening Tosfos right across on the left side of the Amud, and Pirush HaKuntres, Yirmaschal Orlar Ba'asar, Pirush HaKuntres Shalol Lavar Lavar Rabbi Matze. Rashi says the reason, the why question, which again the Mishnah didn't ask, the answer to the why question for Bdikas Chametz, Rashi says, is to avoid a violation by Rabbi Matze. And Tosfos points out, though, that if you put two Gemaras together, you quickly see that this is not so simple. There's a Gemara that Tosfos does, that whoever put the Mar Makom Tosfos put in, that's Vav and Beis. And the other line, which they didn't put in, it's in new Gemara they have it, is Daf Dalet. Let's first take a look at a quick peek at Daf Dalet. If you have the Gemara in front of you, you can turn right now. You can bring the screen share to Daf Dalet and Beis as well. The Gemara is talking halfway down Daf Dalet and Beis. The Gemara is talking about some of the ins and outs, the details of implementation of Bedikas Chametz. What do you do if you have a specific? What do you do if you have a space that was you're not sure whether someone else already handled Bedikas Chametz or not? And someone tells me, "Don't worry, Bedika was done here. You don't have to worry about it." Do I have the right to believe that person or not? The sugya, without getting too involved in the details of the sugya, the Gemara points out that the standards of Ne'aman is who I can believe. The standards of halachic standards of reliability are somewhat relaxed on a drabbanon. The standards of who's Ne'aman were more strict in terms of who's Ne'aman on a daraisa, were more makel in terms of who's Ne'aman on a drabbanon. So what's the story of Bedika Chametz? Someone tells me, don't worry, you have to. You need not do Bedika in the living room. The living room was taken care of already. So, well, what sort of Ne'amanas do I need? Does that person need so that I can believe him? See, the Gemara says a couple lines before the two dots. The Gemara says, Bedikas Chametz is only drabbanon. Bedikas Chametz is drabbanon. Who? The Mida Oraisa Bibito Ba'alma Sagile. And therefore, Hemenu Rabbanon Bidrabbanon. The Gemara says that for someone to believe that Bedika was done in a room, you only need the weaker, laxer standards of drabbanon. Because Min HaTorah, there's no need to do Bedikas Chametz. Why is there no need to do Bedikas Chametz? So the Gemara says, well, because Min HaTorah, I have another option. I can, instead of doing Bedikas and physically destroying the Chametz, I could just do a verbal bittul. I'll do a verbal bittul. And Mida Oraisa Bebittul Ba'alma Saki. There you see it, black on white, on Dalam and Beis. The Tosfos says, that's interesting. Min HaTorah, all I need to do is bitl. I don't need bidika at all. Okay. Now the Chiddush Ran points out, okay, so it sounds like I have two options. I can either get rid of my chametz physically, bidika and beer, or I can get rid of my chametz verbally. Apparently that's also a way to solve the problem of owning chametz. Now that itself is a little bit of a mystery. If the Torah says, I'm by Rabbi Matzah, not allowed to own chametz, how does that work? That even if my house is full of chametz, I own chametz, I know I own chametz, somebody's going to do a bittul anyway, that's going to magically make the chametz not belong to me? Good question. Good question. As an aside, Tosfos here, when Dav Dali already tells us, not everyone agrees, but Tosfos thinks that bittul is a form of hefker. Okay, so I understand. I've waved a magic halachic wand, and I made it hefker. The chametz is in my house, but it's not mine. Okay. So, however you understand it, I have two options. I could do bittul, or I could do bedikah and beer. Okay. So we start to wonder, okay, so maybe I have two options. Why are the chametz telling me specifically to do bedikah? And it gets worse, because when you turn to Vav on the days, the Gemara says near the bottom, that the two dots of Vav on the days, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, if you're on the share screen, you can just see where the cursor is. You have an actual Gemara. Find the two dots yourself. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Habodek Tzarech Shivatel. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, even though I did a bedikah, the Mishnah says you got to do a bedikah chametz. That's a din in the Mishnah, so that I'm going to follow the din of Mishnah. But Rav said that's not sufficient. After bedikah, you still have to say kol chamira as well. Okay, so I have two gemaras so far. Number one, Dav Dalad, bittul bi'almasagi. Bittul alone works min haTorah. Once I do bittul, the need for bedikah is only drabbanan. And then Dav Vav, I discover even if I did bedikah, I still have to do bittul. Take a look now. Let's go back. Dav Beis. The Tosa says, well, let's put the pieces together. The Kashalari, back in Tosa's Beis Amalf. Again, the Mishnah tells me a din of Bedikas Chametz, a din Drabban of Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah gives me some of the operational details, how you do it, when you do it, with what you do it, where you do it. But the question of why is left to Rishonim to discuss. Rashi says, why are we doing Bedikas Chametz? Why are we Chazal Masakim Bedikas Chametz? To avoid owning Chametz. So the Ri says, that sounds very simple, but it's actually not. The Kashalari, top of Tosus. Kevin the Tzarech Bittul, Kidama Bigamar Habotas Tzarech Shivatel. Everyone has to do Bittul. There's no such thing as just doing Bedikah. Everyone has to do Bittul. That's what the Gemara said. Even if you can do Bedikah, you still have to do Bittul as well. So you're going to do both anyhow. And, now he quotes from the Gemara in Daf Talon, Umidaraisa Bittul Almasagi. And in the Torah, Bittul alone is enough. That was the Gemara in Daf Talon. So I don't get it. Everyone's doing Bittul. You're doing Bittul anyway. I mean, a Torah bittul suffices to get rid of the problem of by Rabbi Vatkin. So then, what's accomplished by doing bidika? Rashi said bidika is there to solve the problem of by Rabbi Vatkin. Well, so is bittul. We're doing both. Number one, it just seems redundant. Why am I doing? Why have two solutions to a problem? One is enough. And not only is it redundant, I don't need both. If I have a choice between an easy 10-second verbal bittul versus a very labor-intensive bedikas chametz. And let's just put it in our terminology. Bedikas chametz means cleaning for Pesach. In the Ramah, still a couple hundred years ago, Jews' homes were pretty small and had very little furniture in them. And that's why the Ramah, to us it seems, it gives us a chuckle. You open a Shulchan Aruch, Ramah says, you know, there's a minig, that a minig tov, that the afternoon, before bedikas chametz, in the afternoon, you'd give a nisan, spend a little time sweeping the floors, and that way it'll, you know, make the bedikah go more smoothly. And that was the extent of the cleaning for Pesach. Of course, Shulchan Aruch is very full of a lot of details about kashering for Pesach, because back in the old days they had smaller homes, which were easier to clean, and they also didn't have a second set, Pesach set of anything. Almost everything got kashered. So the work, the lead-up work, even in a normal year, was not so much cleaning, but plenty of kashering. But anyhow, that's really what the question is here. Why would Chazal say, clean your house for Pesach? Do bedikas chametz, search and destroy, actually physically destroy all the chametz. Bittul would work as well. And not only bittul would work as well, we're requiring everyone to do bittul. Everyone's doing bittul anyhow. So what's the point of bedikah? Even if I had a choice, why would I choose a physically time-intensive, labor-intensive bedikah and beer if I could simply do bittul? The Tosa says there's obviously more to this than meets the eye. It cannot be the purpose of bittul is to solve the problem. It can't be the purpose of bidika to solve the problem by Rabbi Matzah. Just to be clear, as several we've shown him do make explicit. Of course, it's true that if you search for chametz and destroy it, you will have solved the problem of by Rabbi Matzah. If you got rid of all your chametz, then you are not going to be in violation of owning chametz. But that cannot be the only purpose served by Bedika. Because if the only purpose served by Bedika is get rid of chametz, we have a solution for that. It's easier, it's simpler, everyone does it anyways, it's bittul. That's what Tosa says, it must be that something else is being accomplished as well by this drop button of Bedika, that bittul wouldn't accomplish. Nira Lari, the last white line, Afa got this talking with bittul the Alma, it's true that min haTorah I could solve my problem of owning chametz by merely doing bittul, but hachamiru chachamim levdok chametz ulevat. The Chazal still imposed a requirement to physically search and destroy the chametz. Why? Shlo yavo la'achlo. Because to protect, Tosa says, the purpose of bedika is not to protect the lav d'oraisa of owning chametz. But Rabbi Matze, the purpose of bedika uniquely is to protect a different lav d'oraisa, namely not to eat chametz. Because if I have a house that's full of chametz, yes, I did a bittul. I technically, I don't own any of the chametz. But my house is full of chametz. So very nice, you did a bittul. Technically, you don't own it, but you are likely to eat it. There's chametz all over your house. Shalom, yavol achol. And they point out, so first they have a, and Tosfos begins by supporting himself. Points out Gemara and Daf Yud. Gemara asks a question. Yeah, we don't have a, our time frame, I think, doesn't allow us to see the Gemara inside. But could I have to take a look after it? The Gemara has a series of shilas. Boy, Rava, kikir b'shmei korah. Rava says, what do you do if you have a loaf of bread on the rafter? Think back to your camp days. There were rafters going across the top of the bunk, right? In terms of people climbed up there for a little quiet or to hide things. So let's say it's Pesach time, and the Pesach is coming, and you notice that there's a loaf of bread, or maybe something a little more exciting. Some exciting chametz is up there in the rafter. So am I mechuyev to go up and get it or not? And Rava has a series of shayas, chametz all the way up, and the rafter and chametz down in a deep pit. Do I have to go bring the ladder and climb up or climb down to retrieve the chametz? And what it revolves around, that's, the Gemara doesn't always explain the lumdus behind any baya, but that Gemara that is one of the cases where the Gemara does. The Gemara explains, is the question is, look, on the one hand, for instance, the case of the rafters, the chametz is going to stay there. If I don't go to get it, it's just going to stay there. Ozim, then the Gemara says, on the other hand, maybe not. It looks stable. Looks like it's a stable equilibrium, but Zimnin the Nuffel. Every once in a while, something falls. And what's going to happen if it falls down? The Gemara says, the Asila Mechle. Rava said, maybe it'll fall down, and you'll come to eat it. You see, says Tosus, the driving concern of the Kasamit is Asila Mechle. And that's the question. When we're trying to figure out what's the scope of the Chiyuv Bedikas Chametz, does Bedika and Bir even extend to the Chametz that's on top of the rafters? The Chametz is down the pit. The question is, how likely am I to end up eating it? So it says, oh, there you go. The reason for Bedika, by Rabbi Matze, could have been covered sufficiently, adequately by Bittul, but only physical destruction, physical removal, will solve the problem of Shema Yavo La'achlo. Of course, then, with the point we're up to, Tosfos, in classic Tosfos style, you know, I think we sometimes assume that Tosfos always asks his questions. Rashi does, he has implicit questions, but Tosfos always been Tom V'Shlomar. The truth is, you and Tosfos open eyes, there are a fair number of Tom V'Shlomar. A lot of times when Tosfos tells you what his question is, there's a lot of times when Tosfos does not tell you what his question is. And he'll just sort of start talking, and you're supposed to notice this subtle question. Here's an example. Tam Shechmir Khan Fame Bishari Surihana. And the reason our Machmi are more by them by other Isurina, Levaram, over others by other Isurina that they mean the Chacham did not require beer. And that's really obviously an implied question. Tosfos pointed out a logical flaw in their approach. Rashi has said the reason Zika's Chametz is what? To avoid a problem by Rabbi Matz. The Tosfos had punched some logical holes in that. But on the other hand, see, the strength of Rashi is that Bedikas Chametz is not a common Mitzvah Drabana. Where else do you have a din of Bedika? There's no din of Bedikas Orla, or Bedikas Kloya Kerem, Bedikas Basar B'chalav, or Bedikas Chazir. It isn't normally a din that I'm required to remove forbidden items from my house. Pretty rare. You find it by Avodah Zarah. That's on level of Daraisa. As a matter of fact, the Rav suggested a Shechter made many, many years ago, my first year in YU, we learned Masech Tzachim, and I have to point out at the beginning of the year that the Rav suggested that the Din Darabana of Tikas Chametz might be patterned after the Din Daraisa of the Mechapes Avodah Zarah. Tzarech L'Shara Shechter. Okay. But other than Chametz and Avodah Zarah, you'll be hard-pressed to find the Din of Tikas. So why is Chametz unique? So for Rashi, I understand. It's rare to find something where there's an issur d'oraisa against owning it. Okay. So chametz is issur to own, not Torah. So there's a din d'rabbanan of bedika. But Tosfos said, well, that doesn't make more logical sense to say that chametz, that bedika is there to protect me from eating it. Good point. Such a good point that it should have popped up another 25 times. There are lots of other things I can't eat either. And even if you can limit to issuri hana, as Tosfos does here, and many other Yisuri Hanah as well. Chametz is not the only Yisuri Hanah. So why don't you have a din of Bedikas Basar B'chalav? Basar B'chalav is also Asar B'chalav. The Tosfos gives two answers. I want to focus on the second one. The first one is psychological. The second one, as we'll see, is halachic. Tosfos says, number one, why is chametz unique? Answer number one, Yishum, the chametz mutar kol hashana. Velo neser rak bepesach. Velo bedili minei. The difference between chametz and everything else is that chametz is not usher all year long. 51 weeks a year, or 47 weeks a year, whatever it is, chametz is kosher. I'm allowed to have cookies and cake and crackers right now. Maybe good for the diet, bad for the diet, but it's not a violation of a law of deraisa. All of a sudden, Pesach comes, and I'm supposed to switch my habit. As we have all been discovering, switching routine is incredibly tough. And when there's no Department of Health telling me I can't eat chametz, in a moment of weakness, I could easily forget. Lo bedili mine. Lo dami, unlike basa b'chal and orla klei kerem. Bedili is milashin havdala. I don't have a natural psychological aversion to chametz. A religious Jew has trained himself. I just, basa b'chal is chazer trait. Chazer is chazer trait. Orla klei kerem. Those are things I just don't eat. It's a red line. But chametz, all year long, I'm used to eating it. Kosher chametz, I eat. So 1 week a year, all of a sudden, I have to flip that switch. Lo bedili mine, I don't have a natural aversion to it, and therefore from a psychological perspective, chametz is a more risk, keeping chametz in the house is a more risky situation than keeping kolaya karam in the house. So that's answer number one. If as Tosfos posits, bedikas chametz is a din rabbanan to help me avoid achila, why it does chametz need protection more than any other iser? The answer is, psychologically speaking, chametz is more risky. Psychologically speaking, it's mutar kol hashana lo bedili minei. So that's why chametz needs more protection. We're more likely to slip. Okay, there's more complexity. There's a lot more nuance going on in this territory. Well, you see, we showed the marsha picks it apart, the thought picks it apart. But in the time that we have, I want to spend a couple minutes focused on Tosfos's second answer, and maybe even leave you with some food for thought in terms of how you might defend Rashi as well. First, let's take a look at Tosfos's second answer. Again, Tosfos is trying to defend himself. If as Tosfos suggests, Bedikas Chametz is there to prevent Achila, why is Chametz the only one that's getting, only Isra that's getting this protection? Answer number one was, Chametz is psychologically different. Lo bedili mine. And then let's read answer number two. Answer number two, we got to read slowly and carefully. In Ami, shiny chametz, shechem yellow chametz is different. Echemira boat, and I remember, Tosfos trying to explain why is chametz different. Lashita stam, the bedika is all about achila. Let's read Tosfos' start. In Ami, shiny chametz, shechemira boat, Torah, lavar by Rabbi Matu. Chametz is different because the Torah was machmir, there's a dinner by Rabbi Matu in chametz. So because of the Isra by Rabbi Matzeh, Chazal introduced the din of Bedika, even though he did Bittel. Huh? You understand that? That's strange. Seems like if you stop and think, then, well, 1 second. Tosfos is backtracking. They're retrogressing. They just went over to Rashi. It wasn't the whole point here to defend Tosfos. Rashi says Bedika is all about by Rabbi Matzeh. Tosfos said, no. B'vitzel b'almasagi. No. B'dika is all about achila. Why only achila's chametz? To answer number one, okay, achila's chametz is more risky, more likely because of b'dila mine. Answer number two, well, chametz is different because of by Rabbi Matzeh. That's Rashi. That's not Tosfos. It seems almost as though, like, they sort of slap on at the end. Vilma asu l'mechle. Like they remember, almost like their memory at the end, oh yeah, we have to throw in the Shem Yavol Achlo. What's going on? It seems almost as though Tosfos are talking out of both two sides of their mouth. Say, well, chametz is different because you have Rabbi Matzeh. So that's why you have to do Bedika, Shev Dima Asul Mechle. Make up your mind. What do you think? Let's take a shot. A strange line in Tosfos. Let that sink in for a moment. Remember, Tosfos is a whole goal here is to defend their Shita. That Bedika is about Achila. So what are they doing going back to Rashi that's about by Rabbi Amar? Now, the truth is, if you were to just read Tosas very slowly and carefully, we could already get the answer. But it becomes clearer when we take a brief peek at a super famous Ran right here on this Amud. Beginning of Pesachim, Ran is on, let's bring it up. The Ran is, Ran will come with, I shared, had a snippet of the Ran. Let's just share that on the screen. So feel free to look. If you have a physical Gemara, you can open up to Aleph Amud Aleph Bedaf Me'arif, the very first Amud of the Rif, is near the bottom, Dimra Fulma, or else in the screen share, I put up the PDF of the Makaros. I put out, for those who totally optionally, there were two PDFs. One was the Daf Makaros, that was this, that was a table of contents to guide your learning, Makaros and guiding questions. And here are the actual sources, or a lot of them are comments, they're hard to get your hands on. Here at the top, here's this Ran. And this Ran was made even more famous by Rav Yosef Engel, and we'll see why in a moment, over the next 3-4 minutes. Long, long Ran, very, very beautiful. You have to have time and patience to go through the Ran and Alpha Manal and Pesachim, but he goes through very methodically, very thoroughly, a host of questions. It's almost like a Prima Gunnim style, an introduction to Bedikas Chametz. Goes through this question, that question, very, very beautiful. You have to have time to go through, very, very beautiful. Near the end, you see already the next piece is Lor HaNer, anyway, going on to the pieces of the Mishnah, the very end of his essay, his opening essay, his preface from Bedikas Chametz, he did Maschu Uma. So he raised the question of Rashi, Tosus, Mashi Tzrichacham Bedika, why did Chazal mandate Bedika by Chametz more than anything else? Below Samchu Abito, what was wrong with Bito? So he goes on to give a defense of, first a defense of Rashi. Kedei l'kayem etzus tashbisu. Okay. I don't want to get into that now, but maybe Rashi or along the lines of Rashi, it's not just a question of the Isser by Rabbi Matzeh, but there's a mitzvah say of tashbisu. Okay. But now let's come back to Tosu, because the Ran is also going to help us make sense of this difficult line of Tosu. Imata omer shechoshishu shlo yavo l'achol, if you're going to say that the driving concern of the rationale for Bedika is to avoid subsequent achila, ukedivre harishonim, as the Rishonim said. We look at the Ran as a Rishon, but of course, he didn't look at himself as a Rishon. He was just thinking about Tosas as Rishonim. If you say as Rashi, Tosas is, ohainu time of the Choshu Beit Fei Misharitu. Here's why there were more machmir. It says, well, first he gives Tosas first answer, Chamas Obedili in Shemine. Okay, he also throws in a point that Tos doesn't make. Chametz is halachli more chamer because it has kareth. Okay. And then turns to a second answer. The Efsher Od, Shemipnei, or I shouldn't say a second answer. Let's see what else he said. Mipnei tam zeh, hechmira ha-torah bo, laver al v'rav rabbi man. You know, Chametz is more chamer, more concerning than other Isurim. That's why Chazal imposed the Din Rabban of Bedika, which they did not do for other Isurim. And maybe for this reason, the Torah was more machmer bo on it. What's it? Chametz. Lava by Rabbi Matzah. Because Chametz is more risky, the Ran says, maybe that's why the Torah imposed an Isur by Rabbi Matzah, which it did not do for other Isur. There's no Isur against owning Basu Chalav. No Isur against owning Klei HaKerem. I can't eat it. I can't benefit from it. No Isur against owning it. I can, if it's not Asur Bana, I can go ahead and buy a trade for beef or pork to feed to my cat. Nothing wrong with that. Certainly nothing wrong with owning it. Do you realize what the Ran just said? A very innocent-looking line. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out the Ran just dropped a bombshell. Because if you run the logic in reverse, what the Ran just told us is the reason why the Torah didn't erase it. You're not allowed to own Chametz. Why you're not allowed to own Chametz? so that you won't come to eat the chametz. That's what the Ran just told us. That the issa daraisa of owning chametz is a gezeira, a siyag, to protect the other issa daraisa of eating chametz. The Ran is even explaining, sorry, taking Tosa's question next level. Well, why didn't the Torah impose the siyag daraisa, the gezeira daraisa, on all sorts of machalos asuras? Why am I allowed to own any other trade for food, but I cannot own minat Torah? Cannot own chametz. Oh, because chametz is more risk. There's more of a risk I'll come to eat chametz. Therefore, the Torah itself imposed a siyag daraisa, a gezeira daraisa. The Ran just told us that the issa daraisa by Rabbi Matze is a siyag to protect the other issa daraisa of eating chametz. The Yosef Engel has a beautiful essay in the Sefer Lakachtov, where he says, essentially, you know, some people think that gzeiras are only mizrabanan. There's no such thing as a din daraisa which serves as a gzeira. He says, well, that's just absurd, and let me prove it to you. Look at the following 17 or so examples. And he lists a whole slew of dinim daraisa which are gzeiras to other dinim daraisa. As a matter of fact, this Meir Makomot page, I gave you several. Tosefes Rashi and Shulchan Aruch Gemara say that Tosefes Shabbos might be daraisa. Start Shabbos early to avoid going into Shabbos. Kirav Basar, commonly referred to as Nagia, Archakos in general, those Archakos which are Daraisa, are to protect, to avoid the actual act of Gilui Arayos. Here there's a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Yosef Engel dug that up, which says the Issa Daraisa against cooking Bas B'chalav says you won't come to eat Bas B'chalav. A beautiful Rambam. We don't have time to read it, but very, very poetic and a lot of both halachic and hashkafic nuance and Musar as well. If you have the time, the closing Rambam in Sefer Karbanos, the very end of Hilchos Me'ilah, in general, the closing Rambam, the closing lines of every single Sefer, kedai to just spend some time going through those. He talks about how Temura and Tosefes Chomesh are Siyagim Daraisa. Very fascinating. But near the top of the list of Siyakim Daraisa is Bali Ra, Bali Matze. It's the Ran, Yosef Engel says. The Ran says it. He says it subtly, but clearly. The Issa Daraisa against owning chametz is a siyag against to protect us from eating chametz. So much so the Ran Matzik was bothered. Why isn't there a siyag Daraisa similarly by other Isturim? How come I'm allowed to own other Machalos Isturim? And the answer the Ran says is, well, the same as what you'll say by B'dikas Chametz. For some reason, Chametz is more dangerous. Chametz is more risky. And now, Rabosa, so that's really a fascinating run in its own right, and this whole notion of Siyag Daraisa. This is not the only example, but certainly high on the list. And now, in the moments remaining, let's come back to Tosos. The second Teretz of Tosos. Again, Rashi Tosa had a machlokas. Why is there a din of b'dikas chametz? The Mishnah said that there is. The Mishnah gave me some operational details, the how and the when and the where. Rishonim are discussing the why. Rashi had said, you know, why b'dikas chametz? So Rabbi Matze. Tosa says, no. Bittul alone could handle by Rabbi Matze, but you need bedika to make sure you don't come to eat the chametz. They do bittel, but your house is full of chametz. Shkoyach, I haven't violated owning it, but what's good about it? I'm probably going to end up eating it. So you better actually physically get it out of the house. Okay. So why is this more of a concern for chametz than for anything else? So the first answer of Tosfos was, as we saw before, straightforward. Chametz is more risky. Lo bedili minei. Okay, it's asur b'hanah, it's halachic chumra, plus psychologically. And what's the second answer? Inam. Now let's read that once again. Inami says Tosfos, Shaini Chav, the second explanation why Chametz is different, and Chametz is more of a lightning rod for a Dindra Abana B'dika, Shaini Chametz Shechemira Bo Torah, Laver by Rabbi Matze. The Torah was more Machmir to impose the Issa Daraisa by Rabbi Matze, therefore Hechemiru Chachamim lived Doko Avarafil Hecha Debitla. Since in the same way the Torah is more machmir and imposes by Rabbi Matze, the Chacham are more machmir and impose yet another siyag, namely bedika. Why do you have both of these? Mishum Dilma Asila Mechle. Tosis, the truth is, once you see the Ran, Tosis wasn't saying Bedika is there to protect by Rabbi Matze. What Tosis is saying is both by Rabbi Matze and Bedika are there to protect you from eating it. And Tosis is taking the Ran a step further. Tosis is saying not only is by Rabbi Matze a Syog Doraisa, Hechemira Torah, the Torah said don't own it so that you don't come to eat it, but the Tosis adds a whole new twist. Tosis says, and if I see that this, look, most areas of halacha don't have Syogim Doraisa. Gzeres Rabbanan, you find all over. The Gzeres Doraisa, Syogim Doraisa, they're not Tokat. We listed off a number of examples, but, you know, parts of Rabbah HaOmed, most areas of halacha don't have Syogim Doraisa. Tosis says, when you see a Syog Doraisa, that's going to be a lightning rod that's going to tell Chazal, this is an area that needs more Syogim, you better make even more Drabbanans than usual. So since if the Chazal saw that even the level of Doraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to impose these Syogim Doraisa in the area of Chametz to Pesach, Shema Yavol Achlo, by Rabbi Matzei, Syog Doraisa, then we better have a Syog and run like the Dika. Just as you have an Issa Doraisa, a Syog Doraisa by Rabbi Matzei, by Chametz, but not by other Yisurim, you're going to have a Din Drabbanan by Dika, by Chametz, but not by other Yisurim. All of that is today Shal Yavol Achlo. And, if you stop to think about it, several of the areas we listed before as having Syog and Doraisa, namely Shabbos, Chametz to Pesach, Bas B'Chalav, and Nida, are areas that have many more Drabanan than most other areas of Halacha, and also, I would add, many more Minhagim than most other areas of Drabanan. And I think it's all rooted in the logic that Tosis is the second Torah. As a matter of fact, I think it's obvious for us in all sorts of the Maram HaKavos, but Tosis is saying, Mamish LaHalacha. Chazal saw this area that has Syog HaDoraisa, that means you should have more Syog and Drabanan than you would normally have. I think that's the pshat Tosis against. Now we take a step back. Tosis is saying, yes, Bedika is Bashem Yavol Achlo. Why Chametz has Bedika, the Yonah of Bedika, other things? Either I can just explain practically, I can understand why Chametz is more risky and therefore needs more protection. Or I might say, we're not sure why, but we see that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already in HaTorah, blanketing Chametz, buffering Chametz with Syog and Raisa, so clearly it needs more Syog and Drabanan as well. And then, I hope you appreciate both the Lumdus and the careful, nuanced reading and plugging the rhyme back in and this whole concept of Syog and Raisa. And let me leave you with a teaser. I think next time, if there's interest in doing this again, we'll go on to a different sugya, maybe in Daf Gimel. But a teaser to think about, yeah, Glenn.
So if
sure.
Somebody did just Betol and didn't do Bedika, and then he actually ate the food, he ate the Chametz, would he be over on both Balyura and Achila? And if so, maybe that's an explanation of Rashi and Tosos that it's really just, it's two Isurim, not just one.
If I come to eat it, then I will have undone my Bethel, and I'll even have violated my Mustard.
Right. So it's really like a synchronization of Rashi and Tosos.
Yeah, that may be true. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Habodeth Tarashivata, the Gemara Davav, if you continue the Gemara says, well, why do you need to do Bitla? You did Bedika. The Gemara talks about, well, maybe you're going to find something delicious and eat it. Shemi Insiglus Giyafa. So clearly there is some interplay there. Let me just take what you said and sort of push it, or one thread of what you said and push it in a different direction, because we showed him have several different ways of thinking about how to defend Rashi. Rav David takes one approach. Beinam Noach, on the bottom of the Frankel Rambam, makes the following suggestion. And this sort of, or at least something to think about. It's hard to imagine that you could do Bittul for everything. The Bittul Ba'al Masagi sounds like they're going to have to sound like this, do Bittul. And it all disappears. Can that be? And Mamash Min HaTorah can have a house full of chametz. As long as you remember not to eat it, you did bittul, have a house full of chametz all Pesach. If you say like Tosis, I mentioned there's a second machlokes Rashi Tosis and Dal Veis, what is bittul? If you say Tosfos that's hefker, okay, you're mafkarit. If it's a real hefker, then it seems a little strange. But look, it's not my chametz, like the non-Jews' chametz. It's no one's ownless chametz. It happens to be in my cabinet. Okay. Rashi though says it has to do with ka'afra. Rebbeinu Manoach develops the idea that look, because the missionary points out you don't hear about bittul that often over the course of this mesechta. You expect to hear about it a lot more frequently. Rebbeinu Manoach points out you only hear about chametz a bittul either if you don't know about the chametz or you do know about it, but somehow it's inaccessible. It's either too far away or it's just like physically inaccessible. Rebbeinu Manoach says is you only have bittul on that chametz that doesn't easily lend itself to beer. If I can't do it, if I forgot about it, or it's too far away, or I can't reach it, or something like that, for some reason I'm incapable of doing beer, so then it's meaningful to say, that's bitta ka'afra. I really have no interest in that chametz. As far as I'm concerned, it's garbage. I'd be glad to get rid of it, but I can't. But if it's right here, so then your actions belie your words. Well, it's ka'afra, how can you keep it in the cabinet? So if you take that approach, or something along those lines, that bittul works, along the lines of what Glenn is saying, but with a different twist, bittul doesn't always work. So if it's true that the bittul ba'al mastagi on some types of chametz, so, for instance, the Gemara in Daf Dalet said, I don't see any chametz. Because do I have to do a bedika? I don't see the chametz. So, as far as I know, there's no chametz here. He told me there's no chametz here. Okay, so then, minat Torah, do bittul. But bittul doesn't work on everything. And particularly if I find the chametz, going back to what Glenn said, if I find the chametz, even before I eat it, if I find the chametz and I'm not willing to get rid of it, well, that's a problem of our Rabbi Lotzer. But again, something to mull over further. But Tosis's kasha on Rashi is premised on the assumption that when the Gemara in Daf Dalet says the bittul b'al masagi, it means all chametz yields to bittul, which may fit with Tosis's approach that bittul is hefker. At least in theory, I keep after anything, and then any chametz I'm after, it's not mine. No, Rabbi Matze. Once you say, like Rashi, that bittul isn't hefker, bittul is, you can take a look at Rashi and Daf Dalet, bittul is something else, so like a designation, that I don't hold to this chametz. Kafra, well, that's a more limited type of tool. Now, so it'll work on some types of chametz. Okay, but bittul ba'al masagi on some types of chametz. Other types of chametz, bittul doesn't work. So once you say that punches a hole and the logic of Tosfos is kasha and Rashi. Yes, I have to do bittul, and yes, bittul works to midaraisa for some types of chametz. For everything else, to paraphrase the ad, you know, bittul works on some types of chametz. For everything else, there's bedika and diur. So this is a taste of the richness of the opening machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. There's much more to say about the sugya. The Chevra, I want to thank you so much for joining, whether by video, by audio, and I'm grateful to Glenn for having the merits to speak up and open his mouth. And Ritzin, we should have more Dibuk Chaverim. Let me know, or let Jonathan know if that's more comfortable, if there's interest in continuing this format. If there is, I'm more than glad. The gorgeous Sugya and Daf Gimel, Amud Beis, a very mysterious Gemara about the Turkish car, the Turk who ate carbon Pesach. That's going to be a host of kashas that Tosfos raises, a beautiful minchas chinuch. A lot to dive into. If it's interesting continuing, perhaps we'll take a look at that, or maybe some of the sugyas in Arvei Pesach, some of the more lamasa sugyas, the Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Seba and Arbakosas. There's a tremendous richness going on. Rabotai, thank you so much. Have a productive night, a productive and safe night.
Thank you so much.